Hi.
Log Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions on this December the 11th, 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is actually, if you figure out the numerology for today, it's 1-11-2015. So it actually figures out to an 11. So we should be really wise today. And today I'm going to be using birth dates only, birth, month, and day. And hopefully we'll do better than we did last time. Looks like we have people in the queue already. And welcome, everybody. And I hope everybody had a good new year and they're ready for 2015. This is a year of new beginnings, just to reiterate a little bit from the last show. Eight is new beginnings. It's also better money and more material accumulation. You could buy a new car. You could buy a home. Money should improve. Remember, this first month is our shadow, so we have a little bit of last year that we're clearing out, and we really want to go forward this year because spiritually, it's the year of Jubilee, and we're going to. People that are believers are really going to see a change in their life. 2015 also means that we should stop carrying baggage that we've been carrying around for years and introspect and get into ourselves and be transformed, like Romans talks about, be transformed by the renewing of your mind and just stop doing the same old things. You know, I continually go back to the Israelites, how they went around the same old mountain. It was an 11-day journey, and they made it into 40 years because of their unbelief, because they couldn't believe it. And it talked about it in Scripture, how God said that they murmured in their tents. You can find that in Deuteronomy chapter 1. They murmured in their tents and said that God didn't love them. And a lot of times that's what we do is we reason and because of our circumstances and stop believing that God loves us. Or we may have been just so battered in life that we don't believe anybody loves us. But God loves us, and he really wants you to prosper this year. So let's go here with our caller number one here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. What can I do for you?
I'd like to get a I'm planning on starting a business this year after 19 years at my job. So my birthday is 1/21/74.
Okay, 1/21. All right. Well, right there with that month and that day, you have a lot of completions in this lifetime. And a lot of it has to do with your own individual self. But for this year, let's see. Okay. You come out to, to a 15, which is a 6. Okay, that has a lot to do with your love life this year. Also, forming, like you said, forming this business, because your destiny number is a 6 this year. So, taking on this responsibility goes right along with your numbers. And not only is this going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit others around you in your life and the people that you love. And you're just going to have an overall sense of organization and fairness and balance. So don't listen to your emotional center. Our emotional center reminds us of all the past hurts and pains and wants to play that "oh, woe is me" tape over and over. So we need to stop listening to that and go forward with what the universe will back you with this. You know,
okay.
God's universe is mathematically precise. The sun and moon do their same cycle every month, exactly on time and in numerical order. Opportunities are going to come to you. The only thing I really see that's on the negative side is people, you know, when you start to prosper, you have dependent people that come upon you, and you have to watch that. We need to be charitable. God loves charity, but you don't need to do it to a fault, you know, to where you're being used. You just have to watch. There's a couple of areas where there might be people that try to use you. So just be alert to that, you know.
Okay.
And your attitude is very important with what's going to happen with you in a sixth destiny. So, you know, we all got to do that. I mean, renewing your mind is a lifetime process. You got to, when a negative thought comes, you got to replace it. You take that thought captive and you replace it with one of God's promises and watch the change. You know,
okay.
We've been doing the same old thing all the time, being
yes.
emotionally driven people, but that's what happened to Adam and Eve in the beginning. But I would say that your work, your profession, and this business is going to prosper, and also there is the right person is coming into your life.
Okay, I've been
I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Now, well, you know what? The Spirit of the Lord told me that people have been waiting for so long on some things, it may be hard for them to believe. I've been waiting very long for something, too, but I'm actually can see light at the end of the tunnel, so hang in there. This is a year where long-awaited things can happen, okay?
Okay, I believe.
Thank you for calling. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to take you off speaker. I apologize.
Okay.
I was born February 16, and I'm wondering what this year has in store for me because I've been suffering for many years right now. So.
Okay.
Many kinds of suffering.
Well,
yeah.
You're a 17-8, which means you figure out to be 17. You break that down, it's an 8. So this is a year, you're a double 8. Not only is it an 8 year on our chronological calendar, but you're an 8 with your birthday, which means that you should have an opportunity to have better money. And you have been through a lot of lessons here because it shows individual karma around love relationships. But this should be the year to end that. And you can see yourself coming out of that and really finding the right person, somebody that is on the same level with you. That, you know, that's probably the issue is that you've not had someone on the same level with you. You're either caring for them or being dependent. And that's not a bad thing. That's a growth pattern. It's a karmic growth pattern that through the process of it will bring you to where you're at this year. You should have success with money this year and you're going to recognize we all have karma with money, whether we live above our means or we're just hoarders or whatever.
Struggling, that's my name.
Struggling. Yeah. Okay, we all have that. So this is a year that can end for you. And there's also something to do with education. For you this year, and it should come around probably right after your birthday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you're just going to go up. Finally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is my opportunity as far as employment look like as far as that goes?
Okay. Being an 8, double 8 here, you should, there may be a change in it. I mean, you may the same field but a different area.
Okay.
You know, not, I mean, this, it's medical, but not what you're doing
uh-huh.
now in medical, but something higher up, a different phase
yeah.
of it. But definitely you have, you're going to take control of you're going to feel a strength that you haven't had for maybe years, and you're going to be able to do things. Like if you put yourself on a diet regimen, you'll be able to keep it. You're going to have all kinds of strength around those areas. And you need to follow your spirit and not your emotions. And there's a lot coming at you, and all of it is with big rewards. It's a step up. You're changing levels this year.
Yay, finally.
Yay. So if you need help along the way, you know how to call me. Everybody knows that
yes.
they can get a hold of me. Okay. And
yeah.
I'm hearing some difficult stuff about Keen. I guess it's been sold again. I'm not sure who owns it. I know they are have changed their factors. So if you can't get me there, but I am Daisy 644478 on Keen.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact me through Facebook or Daisy DAISEYMAE 64@yahoo.com. So don't lose track, okay?
Was it Daisy May at what? Daisy May.
Daisy May MAE 64@yahoo.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, let's go on to our next caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you tell me what's coming up? And my birthday is 7/28/69.
Well, that 10 in the middle, that 28 breaks down to a 10. It means you have a lot of power plays in your life. And the 7 being first, you know, there's a spiritual destiny here as well. But for this year, okay. Okay. You have a 6. You have a 6 destiny this year, which has a lot to do with your personal home life. 6 is the number of humanity. Mankind, it's a number of family, you know, and relationships, that one-on-one relationship. So that's a big focus for you this year. Also clearing up something that has been troublesome in your past and within your family. So you will see a lot of, there's some responsibility. 6 in your destiny is balance, which means you will balance your love life, balance your life, balance your family life. Responsibility to something that maybe you were responsible for or somebody else was responsible for, you'll see a big change in. And there's places where help will be needed, but it's going to come to you. You're going to be led to things to help you recover from everything that you've been going through. So you have to watch people who potentially use their skill to, you know, try to interfere in your life or try to manage your life. So just remember that when somebody's doing that, that's the one you're supposed to stay away from.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have a lot of
yeah,
good things coming up. But you need to be very aware. You have to take responsibility to be aware. And that responsibility also means to take charge of your own emotions. Don't let your emotions rule you. When we're emotionally driven, that's usually when we make bad mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, be strong then.
Yeah,
okay.
Be strong. If you need help along the way, you know how to find me, okay?
Yes.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye.
Calling. Okay. And back to getting in touch with me. like I said, if for some reason that you can't find me on Keen, you can find me through my Facebook under Janet Thornburg, or Daisy, DaiSeyMae 64 at yahoo.com. And keep in touch. This is a very exciting year, but, it, you know, things can come at us fast. I'm already sensing fast changes, and so stay in touch, and then I'll, if I can be of any help to you. And I'll be doing these radio shows once a month, so check on Spiritual Perception site here at Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to get Julie back and have her come back on the air with us, too, so... There's a lot of people asked about that. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Let's see, I am 5'12", 1970.
5'12", okay. Yeah, that 12 gave you a lot of emotional, there's a lot of emotional completion for you this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But for this year, okay. All right, you're going to find, you come out of 16-7. 16-7 in numerology is, as an individual, your personal relationship is going to be... a big factor this year.
Okay.
And career. A lot of stuff to do with your own individuality, things that you've been setting goals for, maybe got waylaid, a spirit of interference. I got to have an interfering spirit that's been interfering with your progress, with your success.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year that that could end. And yeah, it really can. And so you have the right person is going to be found this year. That seems a major focus and something, a personal goal, a real personal goal. And that seven is a very spiritual number. I think you recognize your spiritual gifts, but they're really going to be enhanced this year, really enhanced.
Oh, wow. Oh,
you'll
wow.
surprise you.
I know. Some days I'm like, ooh, really? Reading this right now?
I know. I imagine, you know, that you, I can be driving along the road and I can come into, maybe I'm in an area that's unfamiliar. I can sense that that's a deprived area or an angry area. And
yes.
I think you have that ability and you can see it in people.
Yes.
And that's going to be your intuition. Your spiritual side is very strong this year. You need to exercise it. You know, don't neglect it, and you will see major changes.
Well, do I keep it to myself?
Of course. How can you? I don't know how we. You know, when I discovered just how much the Lord did for us, I just couldn't keep it to myself. And I think when you're happy and you can't keep it to yourself, you know, it's like you want everybody else to get there too. You know, it's just
right.
That. So I really see you shining for a lot of people.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Okay.
That
well,
is
thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, here we go. I just am very excited about this year. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
And your birthday?
Is 8/26.
Oh, my goodness, you're a 888. You should have everything
yes.
you want. I'm serious. I mean, this is awesome. You should really go from... not one level, but probably two levels of which, and it's fast, sudden, just all
right.
of a sudden, wham, we're there, you know.
Oh, about
and
time.
You
okay.
kind of just hold on to the side of the seat, hold on to the arms of the chair, and go, okay. But you're not unhappy about it.
We've been through a lot of a strong period here. That 26 is. shows two major...
Two major relationships. One's already happened, but they're and the other one is on a different level. It's like, I know you're not expecting, probably not wanting it, not even thinking about it. The material stuff is there. This is a relationship where you find somebody of the opposite sex that you just really can relate to and talk to, and it's a real closeness.
Huh.
But things are really going to happen for you. Get past this month, the shadow, and watch it fly.
Okay. Past this
month.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. Okay. Numerology is a fantastic science. You know, it's numbers don't lie. I mean, 2 and 2 is 4. So it's the same thing, you know, when you go to find an error in your checking, it's usually an error in the math or some kind of entry. So you can discover it. It's like you can discover it. And, you know, God is mathematically precise, and he's the great mathematician. He formed everything in his universe that runs precisely. And it's not altered. And he uses numbers, like we talked about in Revelation, the number of the beast was 666, and it actually spoke the number of a man's name. So that's exactly how we figure out a total chart in numerology. We use a person's birth name, their birth date. And it's just such a fascinating science. It just goes on and on. You can always find things that are been hidden. And so I find it a very fascinating science. Okay. It looks like we have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this? Is this Janet?
Yes, it is. You're on the air.
It's me, Kelly.
Okay, what's your birthday?
9/16.
Okay.
And I was 9/16. Sitting here listening, and I was like, oh, I didn't know I was in line.
Okay. All right. Okay, you are a 26/8 this year, so that's a double eight. Your career should increase. Your material accumulation, like I said, you can make more money this year, or you can manage out money to where you can buy something that you've been waiting to buy. Things are going to improve for you. On an individual basis with this birth date, the way it is, you had two specific, this would be in family relationships that were karmic and kind of set you off course. But you're going to jump ahead this year. You're going to jump ahead. Also see instruction. Not you receiving instruction, but giving instruction.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good to me.
Good. Thank you for calling.
I just need to focus on my career a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, that looks like it's like getting you at a safety zone, you know, where we feel comfortable that we're making all of our obligations every month, and there's some left over instead of too many days left at the end of the check.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So this is more of a comfort zone. It's more of a being able to feel comfortable each month instead of like.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I want to move. That's what I want to do. I want to move out of state. That's what I want to do.
Well, you'll be able to do that. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Daisy. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling. God
bless.
Okay,
thank you.
Hi. Back here again. Let's see here. There we go with another caller. Trying to get you on the line here. Hi. Hello. Hello. Okay. Nope. So, actually, in an 8 year, we're going to see a lot of advancement, and I'm pleased to announce that there's been legislation promised here, and it's got to go through Congress yet, for free college, which I was real impressed about. And, you know, there's so many people in low-income areas that, and women who are alone raising children, that this is going to be a major benefit for, and I praise God for it. And I think that is something that education, in the book of Hosea, scripture says, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. So we should seek wisdom and knowledge. You know, it's just like there's so many things, little things to learn about that I learned in food safety handling, for example, just little things that have been able to keep down the colds and the flus and just minor little things of knowledge. And so I'm so grateful that people have a chance to better themselves. It's just, especially women, we've come a long way, but it's still not exactly in the fair section yet. But it's better than it even in when I was growing up. It's a lot better, and I'm grateful for that. Praise Jesus for that, because you know it's like when the woman was caught in the act of adultery, and he started writing in the sand, and everybody was filing out. And I often wondered what he wrote, and sometimes I actually had a little revelation that maybe he wrote, "Where's the man? You know, why are we condemning just her?" And then he said to her, there was no one to condemn her, and she said, "No, Lord, but you." And he said, "I don't condemn you either." And so condemnation, condemning of people will not elevate them. Love and knowledge will elevate them. So I'm just grateful to see that that's gonna be a thing that is available, and I hope it goes through Congress, because it's nothing wrong with helping people to do better, and somebody caring enough to do better. But in the study of numerology, you know, one of the nice things about it is that you discover your strengths, maybe that you, and your weaknesses. It kind of makes you look at that, and also the inner needs of a person can be discovered through numerology. It's a very fascinating science, and I've been doing it for a long time. I went to the U Institute in 1968 in Los Angeles, California, and in order to graduate, we had to do a profile on two famous people, and I chose Howard Hughes and Elizabeth Taylor, both very fascinating people, very complicated people. And when you get in, like I said, this science is so fascinating, it just so many aspects that can be discovered with it. And so it's really a fun thing to do. And I do charts, destiny charts, whole life destiny, love life destiny, karma. I can help out with karma questions. So if anybody is interested, you know how to get in touch with me. And like I said, I'm not sure what's going on with Keen. It's been bought, AT&T sold it. I'm not sure who owns it now. I know they've raised their rates, which is not comforting. So if you can't find me there, be sure and stay in touch with Blog Talk Radio Spiritual Perceptions. You can reach me at Janet Thornburg on Facebook or Daisy, DAISEYMAE 64 at yahoo.com. And I want you to realize that everything that we're, you know, numerology is a potential, the same as a tarot reading. In fact, a whole life thing is astrology, numerology, and the tarot. That'll give you a complete life picture on a person. And but we have to watch the way we think. You know, in Proverbs chapter 27, it says, as a man thinketh within, so is he. So we create our destiny by the way we think. And I just want you to know that flesh thinking is sense and reasoning without the Holy Spirit. Catch yourself sensing and reasoning without the Holy Spirit. Realize that you're into flesh thinking. Take those thoughts captive and speak positive. Speak the word over yourself. It's like, you know, sometimes when I'm taking care of all the kids and I think I'm feeling weak in a moment, I'll say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And within a matter of minutes, I'm strengthened and I'm able to fulfill the rest of the day at the ripe age of 71. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this 8 year. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I can sense that a whole change, a transformation is happening, and that I'm supposed to go in a different direction, and I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to lead me in that direction, and I'm beginning to think that it's unfolding. You have to be patient. You know, we have trouble with being patient. And another thing we have to realize is the spirit of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of being rejected. All these fears that come up, and, you know, we can't tolerate fear because fear tolerated is faith contaminated, and you have to remember that it just contaminates your faith, it holds you back, it does absolutely nothing for you to edify you. It just paralyzes you, and it's, God uses faith, the devil uses fear. So we need to stay out of fear. It doesn't come from God, and God has given us all things that we need in this life to be spiritually and to be pleasing to Him. And we have to grab hold of that and realize that everything is in our spirit. In the moment that you accepted Christ as your Savior, your spirit became perfect. Your soul remains the same, has to be healed. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we need to understand that remains the same. It is up to us to renew our mind and be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it, like I said, it's a lifetime process. So we need to hang on to that. And don't be ashamed. Like we talked before, don't be ashamed to bring out things so that you can, you know, that unanswered question is the worst thing in the world, is not to ask that question and not to find that answer and not to be edified because of not wanting to face things. Denial's a subtle thing, and it can keep you stuck, you know, is not wanting to recognize something in yourself or somebody else. You know, in all the years that I've been doing tarot and talking to people, one of the biggest things I see is the hardest struggle is for a person to recognize that something's not working. They, you know, like most of us, we don't want to fail at anything, so we're determined to make that happen and make it work. So sometimes, you know, it's you that can make it work, but if the other person doesn't make it work, you know. And also in Proverbs it says that person thinks they're right in their own mind. So you get two people together who think their way's right, what do we have? Conflict. So you have to understand that we're all fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're very unique individuals, and we need to bring out the best in people. And when we were talking about in Deuteronomy where people were murmuring in their tents, they were complaining about Moses, they were complaining about each other, and, you know, it just, that's not, that's going to create negative and negative energy in a relationship. Sometimes you have to teach by example, by showing a person that this is a better way rather than trying to tell them. So you have to look at all aspects, and that's where numerology comes in. When you enter a relationship with somebody, there, you know, the information that you get in a compatibility with that person is absolutely phenomenal, and it avoids a lot of pitfalls. You don't fall into traps that you find out things the hard way. So just bear that in mind, and remember that God gave us in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it was a declaration from God. He said he put before us this day, and he recorded it in heaven, blessings and cursings, and we choose. And we choose the way that we live. We choose our day when we get up in the morning. If, you know, if we get up and we're just in a yucky frame of mind or have a yucky attitude, then we have to realize that we frame our world by the way we think. So we need to think positive. We need to, this year we need to take advantage of opportunities, because opportunities are going to be there, opportunities to advance in all these areas of your life. And I'm talking about especially career and money. That's the big feature. But it also, you know, once you get comfortable with money, then you're comfortable with a lot of things. You know, it's just my own little rationalization here and my little theory that I think that a lack of money creates a problem with eating. And a lot of people experience eating disorders because of that feeling of lack. Well, this is a year that you don't have to have lack. You can actually, but you got to do your part. You just, you know, it's not going to fall out of the sky. It's going to come to you in an area to, in which you need to do your part. And your part is to master yourself here. When you're here to master yourself, and the first area is master the way you think and not let your emotional center rule you. I'm not saying all, I'm talking about negative emotions, because there's, God gave you emotions, and I love the good emotions when you feel the spirit and you're all happy. So just realize that we master ourselves by renewing our mind, and that Jesus did it all for us. It's what he did for us, and our part is to take advantage of that finished work and work on ourselves. Well, it looks like we have another caller here. Good. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Nobody there. So everything we need is provided for us. It's been placed in our spirit, and that means the right person. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay, that's God's abundant life. There's nothing missing. I mean, nothing missing, nothing broken. So you're not broke, busted, and disgusted. You have the finances that you need. You have the right people around you, include on an intimate level as well as the correct friendships. There's nothing broken there. So we can achieve that this year by recognizing that it's been provided for us and receiving it. You know, a lot of us are good at praying and doing things for people, but we're not very good at receiving. And receiving has a lot to do with your self-image, how you feel about yourself and what you think about yourself. And especially you don't want to listen to that spirit of condemnation that constantly brings up your shortcomings and the mistakes that you've made in the past. We need to know that we can make a mistake, but we don't have to be a mistake. And we can learn from our mistakes and move on and think about that everything has been given to us and that we need to access it, and we access it through our faith. And a lot of our problems in life are a result of an overflow of wrong thinking, and we've created them. Wrong thinking creates wrong behavior. And so we need to understand that some of our behaviors has to do with wrong thinking. So we control our thoughts, and our life will be under control. That's the first step. If you control your thoughts, then your life will come under control. And this is a year that can happen. You know, we can learn and let go of the past mistakes. We need to not bring stuff in with us this year. We need to recognize those things, read your Bible, and make sure that your decisions line up with the Word of God, and you just watch yourself make great heights this year, absolutely great heights. And that's what our goal is. We want to reach our highest potential, and our highest potential is there. And all you have to do is make that decision that God wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy everyday life. He wants you to enjoy your life here. He wants you to have faith in Him to lead you to knowledge that will teach you the right way to go. Loving God should be a priority this year because of the Shemitah year. That means putting God first. If you put God, we may see something bad happen, and we have been on the news. It's just been absolutely terrifying at some of the stuff that's been happening, and you know, it's just really unnerving. But it says it would happen. But if you put God first, it won't come near us. If you're under the under God's new covenant through Jesus Christ, things won't be as bad. You may see things bad, but it won't come near you. It won't come near 91. Whenever I feel threatened, I read the 91st Psalm, and I could go to sleep peacefully knowing that I am protected. And we just have to live by faith. And if you live by faith and you walk by faith, not by the way things look, you know, that's the trouble. We get off into thinking about how bad something is, how bad our country is, how bad our finances are, how bad the debt is, and this, and we're focused on that instead of the solution. And the solution would be to become debt-free. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a mortgage. Mortgages means property goes up, so that's a good investment. And this is a year, and 8 years could be major purchases. You could buy a new car. You could buy a home. And the money's going to be there for you to be able to do that. We have to understand God's great power. And one of the things that really stuck with me was, you know, the Israelites saw the Red Sea parted. They saw the whole Pharaoh's army destroyed. They looked back and they saw that whole army was destroyed. And they were protected all the way around. Moses struck a rock with a rod, and water came out. Bread came down from heaven. Quail came into the camps when they wanted meat. All these things, and yet they murmured in their tents. And what did they murmur? They believed that God didn't love them. And that's, I think, the basis of a lot of people, is that they don't feel that God loves them, but He loves you. He loves you so much that He gave you His Son to make everything possible. So receive that today, and work with this power that it all starts, everything starts with recognizing that you're loved. You know, I gave everybody a little exercise to do on the last radio show. Before you put your feet out on the floor in the morning, just say, you know, talk to God like he's your best friend. You don't have to have this formal ritualistic prayer. You could just say, "Good morning, Father. I love you, and I praise you for your mercy, and I'm looking for mercy today because of this or that's bothered me, and I just love you and trust you." And see, watch how things will open up, and doors will open up for you, and things can come to you, and you can just experience a better life. And we just have to realize that this life is rough. Being in this world is rough. Jesus himself said, "In this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer and trust in him, because he has already overcome the world, and he will show you how to overcome anything that you're facing." And, you know, if you need, the scripture says, to, if you're struggling with something and you can't figure it out, then to seek counseling on it. And that's where I come in. And or somebody that your close friends can get. You realize that you, when two or more are present in my name, my presence is among them. That's what God says in his word. So the power of two joining in something can move mountains and solve problems. So just don't think you're alone. Reach out when you need to reach out, and trust in the forces that are at work this year, and under an 8-year and also a Shemitah year and a Jubilee year. That is profound on the Hebrew calendar, but both of those are happening at simultaneously here. So put God first. Trust in his word. Trust in his guidance. And just end the cycle of lack. End the cycle of not. Person in your life, the right finances, the right health, nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay, it looks like we have another caller here with a question. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. So develop faith in the goodness of God. That's where your answers are, is one, believe he loves you. Develop your faith in he's good, and he, you know, he's not out to beat you up, punish you. He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. He loves you, and he wants nothing but good for you. That makes a big difference in the perspective of how you're looking at things and what you will attract to yourself. You know, it's like, have you ever had a, put on an outfit and maybe you little popped a button or something and you fixed it, but you were aware of it all night, but you draw attention to it by focusing on that, and other people will notice. So it's the same way with if you're feeling insecure, unwanted, unloved. If you've experienced a lot of that, it's in your aura, and you'll attract people to you to exercise that. So we clear it out by renewing our mind. We clear our aura into a more positive. Then you start attracting what the universe originally wanted you to have. But it all has to do with how you think. And there's a lot of good things out there. I'm very, very exceptionally talented Gregory Dickow with his 40-day fast from wrong thinking, and he actually takes the scripture and then he gives you positive affirmations to use. That as absolutely a fabulous way to start building up to where your spirit is stronger. And Joyce Meyer wrote a book on the battlefield is in the mind, and that's where it is, and that's where everything begins. You know, you can't be tempted with anything without thinking about it first. And it's just, it's very logical. It makes sense. And when the light goes off and you see it, you just, then you start thinking about the times that, oh, you catch yourself at it, or you start thinking about the times that you could have changed things had you acted in a different way. And I feel that everybody, I hope you are blessed this year, and I feel that you can be, that potential is there. I pray that you will take advantage of the things you've seen today in your numbers. Remember, they don't lie. It'll work if you work it. That's one of the things I like about Bishop T.D. Jakes. He says, work the word and it'll work for you. And that's true. It's very, very true. Speaking the word over yourself will change your vibratory field around you. That will erase some of the maybe making a mistake. And don't be hard on yourself if you make a mistake. Clear it up. Just pick yourself up, shake the dust off, and move on. And I want to get Julie back for the next show. I'll be in touch with everybody. And that, you know, that we should take advantage of that. You know, she is a professional in her field and had very good tips for people that called her last time. And, you know, she just is limited, you know, with one session, but she still can give you some good ideas. And it's all a part of the healing process. We have to work with those emotions. And some of them can be so old that they can be intrauteral. So you need to positive affirmations to the subconscious mind to be clear those, because they're deeply embedded. And it's worth the work. It's worth the work to be free and to feel good about yourself and attract good vibrations to yourself. So I'll be in touch for the next show in February, and I will try to do it before Valentine's Day. Maybe I can do something for lovers and what Cupid's got in mind for Valentine's Day, and then later on in the month we can do a show for troubled emotions and for areas that, you know, even if it's an eating disorder, even if it's, you got to first recognize it. Remember, denial is going to keep you stuck. And, you know, just recognizing it is 50% of the battle. That's 50% of getting rid of it. And I asked you all to keep us in our country in prayer, and our military and everything that's going on with all the threats that's coming to humanity, not just the United States, but it's going on all around the world. It's a time to pray, because remember, God's word says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. So let's humble ourselves and pray until I see you next time. And I say God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. And if remember the ways to get a hold of me. Daisy, DAISEYMAE 64 at yahoo.com, Janet Thornburg at Facebook, and I'm going to open a business account for Spiritual Perception, so we'll have a place on Facebook just for that. And until then, Father God, I ask that you bless each and every caller, open our minds to your truth. Help us to live in your peace and rest, and know that you have nothing but good for us. Your word says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers." And our soul prospers by entering the healing process. And we ask you for your Holy Spirit to guide us in all areas of our life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, we'll see you again. Good night.